Hey, Spitwads, this next episode is probably in our top 50 best episodes.
Oh,
top
most
75
certainly.
Episodes certainly. We've ever done. It could be as high as number one overall. I don't know.
It is. I can speak to that.
It hasn't happened yet.
It is in that range.
Wait, we haven't had a number one?
Oh, no, the show that we're about to do. It's about to happen, Mike. Okay. Now, hold on a second. Before we jump into that, I want to remind you, you can support the show if you enjoy it. If you're on your long journey through all the episodes and you want to say, hey, I love this. I want more. And I don't want any ads. And I want to listen to shows ahead of everybody else.
It's my show and I want it now.
You can support the show by going to jointhespit.com and becoming an official Spitwad. Head over there right now.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Hoogie doogie, boogie woogie woogie, jamon!
Oh no.
I fell into the jamon!
No. Oh, no.
I was trying to avoid it at all costs.
You knew what my oh no meant. You fell right in.
I fell right in. I was just like, I'm going to sidestep it. To be fair, I didn't really hit you with a come on. I gave you more of a shum on.
Yeah, that was shum on.
Shum on.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Totally new.
That's like dabingi.
If you hit us with a dabingi,
yeah,
people can't say crap.
Welcome into the Spitballers Comedy Podcast. I could just tell that the cadence was speeding up and there was only one choice for you is to finish with the come on, Shimon. We have Would You Rather on the show today. I think we're going to do some Is This Real Life?
Ooh.
I'm prepared for it.
I am as well.
And then we have a draft. That should be a lot of fun. Mm. And thanks for that, Scott. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod.
Sure, welcome.
Welcome. Spitballerspod.com is the website. You can learn how to become an official Spitwad supporter. And thank you, everyone out there, all you official Spitwads supporting the show, suggesting different questions for these segments, and bringing us joy on a daily basis. You can watch the show, youtube.com/spitballers as well. Ready to get started?
Yeah.
Would you rather...
All right, Maggie from the website has a would you rather question. She says, your home automation has gone wonky. Would you rather lose control of your thermostat, your lights, or your entertainment system? Whichever system you choose will change randomly and without warning. So, for example, temperature will randomly change throughout the day, lights will randomly turn on and off and or change color. And then the entertainment system will randomly change volume, channels, what you're watching. All of these are bad.
All of them are bad.
Very bad.
But there's only one that I don't think really has the same level of effect. Because, for instance, and you know, we bring this up a lot, especially nowadays as it's creeping towards summer at the moment. But in Arizona, you don't touch my thermostat. Mm-hmm. You don't... That thing going off or going up, it's not happening.
Now I feel like we have, you know, the stereotype of the dad when it comes to thermostats.
Oh yeah, stingy dad
has always been. You have the radar that goes off that because someone has touched the thermostat, and it's because they tried to turn the air on, cool the house down, and as you hear the power bill. Just racking up in your head.
It's like
ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yep. Leaving the door open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not air conditioning the outside.
Which I have said that several
times.
No,
you have.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I have.
Ooh, that's cringy.
You've never said that?
No, I mean, Andy's
nodding like he said it.
We make sure you close the door, that's for sure.
Because I don't know what's going on with children. And you know what? Nope. I don't, people. People in general. We just had some folks over and... I'm not going to name any names, but no one can close a freaking door behind you. I don't know what the problem is.
It does seem incredibly hard for others to do that.
It's real simple.
Because it's the same thing as what you did on the way open. You just do it backwards.
I mean, there's a technique. As you're going out, just put your arm behind you, grab that patio door.
Oh, it's a slider. That's the problem, for sure.
And people are just like, man, I want nothing more than just have your house full of bugs.
That's That's my issue is the bugs. Like, I don't want flies and things getting in the house. That's why I want it shut more than the air conditioner. But now there might be people that don't shut it that are adults, but where you were first going, I don't think there's a kid alive who knows how to shut a door.
Yes, that's
there's
correct.
None.
They've got to get somewhere. And that would stand in the way of them getting to that place.
Right. Well, in either direction.
Yes, both in
I mean,
or out.
It doesn't matter if they're going out back to play or if they just need to come in for a drink. That door is staying open.
Now, we're tangenting a little bit, but I have at our house, we have a very big sliding door, and it can actually open twice. Like, you pull it back,
and it can go
farther. And that seemed like an amazing feature. We've used it, right? We've used it when it's nice outside. All I can think about is what bird is going to fly into my house. That's all I can think about is some creature that should not be able to get into my house is going to get into my house.
I believe they're called mosquito hawks, even though when you look it up, they don't actually really eat mosquitoes.
They look like giant mosquitoes.
And they look like mosquitoes, except they have evolved, and their legs have grown
from Starship Troopers. That's where they're from.
It's like a mosquito bred with a spider.
Yes.
Like a daddy long legs.
And they're harmless.
Yeah, they are. But
they're not harmless to the psyche, though.
No,
I mean, when
no,
you
they
see
are not.
These things,
they're huge.
They're huge. They freak you out because you don't know they're there. They're not making a noise. They just all of a sudden, they're right in front of your face. And
they're big.
Oh, they are scary looking. You know, to speak to your story, opening the door, you're afraid of birds. So we just moved this last week.
Yeah.
First day that my wife is there, she texts me, there's a bird in the house. And so there's a bird. And then the bird kept trying to get out through the closed door, and it did not go well for that bird.
Oh, no.
So
The bird caught himself.
The bird caught himself, yes. In fact,
ironically, we had a bird get into our place as well.
Oh.
But we got it out without harming
it. What kind of bird?
A little bitty baby bird.
Okay, so it wasn't like a pigeon?
No. An eagle.
Eagle came.
Why does it go right to eagle?
Because the mental picture of an eagle getting lost in the house was funny.
Like it's so
a flamingo.
It's so absurd that a pigeon might get in your
house. That would be bad.
They're everywhere.
A pigeon would be bad.
That's a hardier bird.
Man. All right. We were answering this would you rather question.
What
I
is
forgot.
The question?
Well, Jason makes the right point, but it doesn't really help to make that point. The thermostat's the one you certainly don't want, but you have to pick one.
Yeah. Well, and so
the thermostat one's out.
So the thermostat one we're not picking. The other two, I mean, if you're watching one of these is like if you get rid of entertainment and you say, okay, entertainment's going to change on its own. It's going to turn off when you don't want. It's going to change something else when you don't want. That's basically saying we don't have entertainment. Like get rid. I will never turn that thing on.
That's
true.
If
all of a sudden it's like, and now you're watching a terrible movie.
That is a huge problem. But also another, if you don't go with that one, another massive problem. You're just going to be sitting, minding your business. That's what it's going to do. If that entertainment system can just turn on.
Oh, it can turn on when it's off and you're walking around.
At just that maximum volume and just shriek at you.
Yeah, but what about
whenever it wants?
The lighting, if you're sleeping at night, it's
flipping on. I'll put an eye mask on.
Oh, I like that. That's
even when
smart.
You're watching shows and stuff.
What about when you're carrying boxes through your house and all of a sudden, oop, night, there's no lights in the house?
I guess that it's the lesser of three evils here, and I guess the lights is the lesser of three evils.
The certainly. Lights is? Oh, yeah. Yes.
For sure.
So, okay. Philip from Patreon, would you rather give money to someone who deserves it but doesn't need it or
man.
Someone who needs it but doesn't deserve it?
Interesting.
Phil the philosopher
actually,
over here.
Actually, this is pretty...
This is deep stuff right
this
here.
This is pretty interesting because, man, someone who deserves it...
I feel like it's...
But doesn't need it. And somebody who needs it but doesn't deserve it.
You got to quantify deserves it.
Okay. Deserves it is probably of moral character to deserve the money.
Right. But that's me making the decision now. I am Judge Dredd over
here. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, like the case that kind of jumps out is there's people. Look, people beg for money. And there are also people that are addicted to drugs that live on the street. And they might just take your money and they would use it on drugs. And
right.
And some people don't give to those people because they say they don't deserve the money because they're going to waste the money.
Right.
But then there are people that maybe don't need it.
That hardworking, really nice millionaire. Here's
$100. Maybe a benevolent person, a person that does give a lot of money away or give their time away.
Right. It's
but
just
then
hard
they're
going to
give it to someone who doesn't deserve it.
Either way, it's the scoundrels with my money.
So like a charity could have enough money. They could have fundraised enough money, but you could still say, oh, they deserve more money to spend on the
that's
charity.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that could work. I just feel like it's a really hard situation. I'm trying to put my mind in any situation where someone I know that absolutely has no need of money that I would think, you know what?
I'm going to give you some money.
I'm going to give them some money.
I can make it easier.
All right.
What if it's not, I think we're thinking of it as like, doesn't need it, like they have plenty. But let's put the need as an imminent need.
Okay.
So let's say it's a teacher, right? She can eat and
she can pay her bills.
She can pay her bills. She doesn't really need it for a meal today.
But she's doing, bang up job of education. My son is learning so much from her.
The maths and the
spellings.
Sciences.
All of the.
You have no idea what your kids are learning, do you?
Well, I mean, what do they do?
I don't even know the name of their
school.
She's such a good teacher. What do you think about giving it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, that needs a meal?
I think that's the entire foundation of giving, is you are giving to someone who probably doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
Does anyone deserve anything? Let's start there.
Oh, big philosophy.
Does anybody deserve anything? I hear the producers chuckling.
I think the answer is probably no.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right. I think none of us deserve any.
No one deserves a thing.
Right.
So everything is giving.
Yeah, we're not entitled to
It's a better to way to live life, better way to think about life is that I'm not giving based on what other people deserve. I'm giving because I think it's important to give.
Yeah, I like that. And in which case, it's got to go to the one who needs it.
Right?
You got to do it.
When you break it down like that, I'm thinking, you know.
Changing lives
both
on this
producers,
show.
We pay them whether they deserve it
yeah,
or
they
not.
They don't deserve
it. They do not deserve it. I mean, I sit back and I watch us work super hard, morning, noon, and night.
Right.
And I'm looking in that room every moment, the producer room. It's like.
Jump rope.
Yeah, they're just.
Hula hoops.
Sometimes they're just Rochambeau. They're playing paper, rock, scissor.
Who gets to do least work today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We tied, both of us.
I mean, I'm like, you guys are gonna wrap this up soon, right? Because I got a tea time coming up here.
Oh, of course, man.
I can't be late.
Working hard. You deserve that tea time.
Yeah, you're darn right. I deserve it
for sure. I've got to get out of here in like 20 minutes. So yeah,
you got a tea.
We're
time.
Gonna wrap this up. Hey, make sure this show gets produced, guys. I think that's right. I think we give money.
Deserve it now.
We've proven that we give money to those who do not deserve it.
Right.
No
one deserves it. Vince from Twitter, would you rather read 80% slower than you currently do but have a lifelong retention of it, or read anything 300% faster but forget it after a day? Oh, that's a layup.
Yeah.
Is it?
The forgetting it after a day ruins it.
Yeah. That's too short of a...
You should just say, remember what you do now, because I read books, and then I come back to them two years later, and I'm depressed that I don't retain more of that information. I say to myself, self... You sat on that couch and you read that book for 2 weeks, 2 years ago. Shouldn't that be enough to retain that information? And I don't.
I'm with you. You got to change the question. 80% slower. Wow, that's
a lot slower.
80% slower.
Especially for Jason.
But you, yes. Oh, yes. Lifelong retention for 80% slower, 300% faster.
And it's normal.
You're just whatever you retain right now.
And I'm choosing 80% slower.
Man,
I'm going to take
lifelong.
I know, because I want the information. I want it to cement itself in my brain forever.
Now, here's the real question. If you were to read every sentence like four or five times, would you retain? Would you automatically like that's?
Oh,
you're,
man.
You're like, oh, I can do this in real life. All I got to do is just keep reading the paragraph over and over out loud.
It's would be 80% slower.
There you go. So you read it five times and then boom, bam.
Wow, that would suck. If you had to read every book five times, read it five in a row, you would retain it better.
This is a superpower for me. I mean, this is because I am by no means a poor reader. I'm not a fast. Yeah, I know the words. I can sound them out. But I'm not a fast reader. Like I'm slow with reading. My retention is fine. I would love to be able to power through books. Like people that sit down. You know, you just said
people be double fisting books.
Yeah, this
guy. I have no idea how they're doing
it. It's impossible. But if I could sit down and read a book,
because he doesn't actually read it. His eyes just look at the words.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't retain this stuff.
How fast can I turn the page?
30% of those words.
Now, Owl brings up an interesting point. You got a problem with all reading. All reading. So, like,
email.
Menus.
Text.
Ooh.
Like, you better be jumping on Yelp and making sure you look at the menu before you get there.
You got
a
plan.
If you read a speech, are you not looking so great?
Absolutely. No, you're not going to be wanting to get up in front of a crowd and read that teleprompter.
Live?
Yeah.
To class of 2020.
You just got to really put in a lot of emotion.
Yes.
Right.
In every speech
that's not
I
bad.
Give. You know, and then they'll be like, oh, that guy
hold
really
on. No, you need to. I was in that. I was locked in, man. You had me convinced of something.
I know for a fact that this show.
Oh, it's painful. It's hurting me inside.
Yeah. I'm taking the speed reading.
But now I'm just thinking, like, you know, and it's funny because this is slow, but like the scene in The Matrix. Where they go and they load everything up. And it's like, hold on, I know Kung Fu now, or I'm learning how to fly a helicopter. I mean, just imagine, you just in my spare time, I'm reading a book on how to fly a helicopter.
And
now I
head.
Know. And now I know forever.
I was going to say, you become too smart if you could retain all of the things you read.
Ooh, you turn into a supervillain?
No, I'm saying it's a good thing.
Oh.
I'm saying I'm going for that one. Yeah. So, Mike, what's your final answer? Are you taking the retention?
I'm going slower. Slow and steady wins the race.
Oh, man. Okay. Renee from the website, would you rather all of your texts be left on read or left undelivered? So if you're not familiar most people got to be familiar, right?
This is what the kids are
talking
about.
But I feel
about.
Like that's like, isn't that more on like iPhones or does it happen on everything?
I mean, we don't know these Android devices.
So left on read or left undelivered? So this is the ones you send out or
yes.
The ones that you receive?
Send out.
Yeah, so that you know that they saw it.
Okay.
And here's, like, this is a problem. I think that...
Left on red's a huge problem.
No, I think that the problem that we have this is bad.
Oh,
I,
you mean it is
I
a
do,
problem that this
I
exists?
I do not... When they brought it up, okay, that sounds interesting. I can know it has someone received my message and everything. But how about this? If someone gets my message, just shoot me a thumbs up. That problem is taken care of. And now I am no longer spying on your life where I'm diving in. Well, I know you got my message
actually,
8 hours ago.
You know what?
It is a societal problem.
It's troubling and causes problems.
I'm an old man shouting at
no,
clouds
No, it causes
right now.
Problems because here's what's happened before. Texts, they can arrive when you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
And you might glance at it, send across that red message. But you really don't have a time. You don't have time to answer. And then you'll get the follow-up, like, ghost sign, like the ghost symbol, like, hey, you didn't answer fast enough for me.
I have the opposite problem. I am so worried of someone seeing that I read the text that I don't want to read yet.
Turn
that I then
off.
I don't read. Like, I'll look at that text. I want to go in. I want to click to see what the whole text is. But I can't click on that text because I know if I do, it'll be marked as read, and I don't want them to know I got that text.
Now
yet.
You can just turn that off.
So here's the thing. Of course I have that off. 100%. Because I would never want people to know when I read their text or don't. That's my power.
Yeah, that's my business.
But I'm still afraid. I'm still afraid that somehow, some way that in some update it's turned, you know, back on or.
Now you know what Twitter does though, right?
You can just turn it off on Twitter.
Yeah, but if you turn it off on Twitter, you sacrifice seeing red on anybody else.
No.
Yes, you do. It says it right on there. If you disable your read receipts on Twitter, it says you do not get read receipts on Twitter from other people.
That's fine.
So would you rather not be able to know if they ever read it?
Yes.
Paranoid couple of old men.
I don't know. I'll take the hit for the team.
Yeah,
I think it's a problem.
It is nice to know when someone read your message in the sense, not where you're like, ooh, get back to me quick, but just that they got it, right? Like there's
different. So send a thumbs up.
You're saying the person acknowledge it with a thumbs up.
Correct.
Yeah, but
what if it's, what if it's bad news?
A thumbs down.
I got it. Yep, this is great.
All right.
There's an emoji for everything.
I think I'm going to get rid of all read receipts here. just tell me it's delivered. That's all I want to know. I want to know that it, because that's valuable, right? I didn't type anything wrong in the, you
know. Have you ever been worried your message was not delivered?
Only when it's someone that is, you know, a new contact. That maybe I've got the contact information wrong. Mm.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's move on.
Spitwads, you know that I keep my snack count 100. I am like the king of snacks, and I have a snack secret for you, nuts.com. It is the best kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. It's your one-stop online pantry shop, not just for nuts, although obviously.
They got nuts.
They've got nuts. It's unbelievable. This is a true story. We're working with nuts.com. They're sponsoring the show. We're trying their product. Their product ran out so quick. We're like, we got to get more nuts. We went hog wild. I mean, nuts.com is unbelievable. They have over 4,000 products to choose from. You can get healthy kid family snacks like dried strawberries.
Al, can you order some more for us, please?
And when you do that, if I can make two recommendations, Al, one is the white chocolate cashew and toffee.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yes. And the what was the other one called? The apple.
Yeah, the
apple pie trail mix.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Look, delivery's fast. I mean, some can come like the same day. It was mind-blowing.
They're not joking. Their delivery is incredible.
They are fresher products in the supermarket. You will love it. You can go healthy. You can go fun. You won't be disappointed with nuts.com. And new nuts.com customers, they can get free shipping on your first order when you text BALLERS to 64,000. Just text BALLERS to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order of nuts.com. That's BALLERS to 64,000. Terms apply, available at nuts.com/terms.
Is this real life?
Okay, we haven't done this in a little while. We have Is This Real Life on the show today, where each of us have identified an unfortunately completely true story that we're going to share with one another that has taken place around this good earth of ours. Who wants to go first? Do you want me to take it?
Please.
Yeah, kick it off.
All right. I enjoyed this one. This one entertained me. Well, the details are interesting too, but here's the headline. Boy accidentally orders $2,600 worth of SpongeBob ice cream online.
Yes, he did.
Yes. Yes.
So what makes this story so incredible is that a little four-year-old boy, his name is Noah, who lives in Brooklyn with his mom, Jennifer.
Loves ice cream.
Loves ice cream so much.
And that, SpongeBob.
Yes, that he purchased $2,600 worth of popsicles that were SpongeBob themed, in case you're wondering. That is 51 cases and 918 popsicles. Now, here's the catch. Amazon won't take it back.
Because they're popsicles.
Because they're popsicles.
Wait, so here's the only question I had was, did this actually get delivered?
Yes, it did.
Yes. I thought this would be flagged and all that was a cute little funny story. Kid orders this stuff, but it gets caught and shut down because who's ordering that many popsicles? This was straight up charged and delivered?
Charged, delivered, and will not be accepted as a refund.
I want to open that door. Be like, ding dong.
She is out $2,600.
Oh, no.
Amazon will not refund it because it's a food. And now there is a happy ending here.
Thank goodness.
I looked into this a little bit.
Thank goodness.
A little bit further. Because this is a single mom, she's going to school, she cannot afford these popsicles.
Right.
Who can afford 918 popsicles?
Where would you put them is the real question.
That's true. You are not. Those are melting.
You put them in your mouth.
Oh, you better eat them. But some people got wind of this story and they put out a GoFundMe page to help support her.
As this, because that's how we solve all of her problems now.
And she's got $24,000 pledged.
Nice. Oh, man. Good work, Noah.
So Noah earned his mom $22,000.
No way. This was planned from the get-go.
Oh,
she's like,
no.
Noah, come here. I got a plan. You say you ordered these.
So he ordered them with his mom's credit card, but had them sent to his auntie's house.
Oh, man. That's even better.
That's a smart kid.
Let me just say this. Kudos for being able to use at 4 years old a credit card. I mean,
that's what I mean.
That's impressive work,
Noah. And changing the address?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well done.
So, Noah's got a few popsicles to throw back.
Yeah. All right. I will go next. This one cracks me up because it reminds me a little bit of the recent meme that's going around where the guy joins the courtroom and he's a cat. But this one's maybe even better.
I am not a cat.
Ohio State Senator.
Oh, yeah.
Caught driving during Zoom meeting with fake office background. Yes. So he's
trying to play it off.
He is. Yes, I've watched the video. This is incredible.
He's trying to play it off that he's not. Now, is it a virtual background or did he build out a set?
I believe he took a picture of his office, like his home office. Oh. And so it just looks like when the video starts, he just looks like he's at his home office.
But it's the virtual one, so like the edges of the body are all
the edges
blurry.
Are bad. But whatever, you're not gonna question that, right? You're not going to question
I would.
Okay, it's a little blurry, but maybe whatever. Maybe the room's messy or whatever it is.
He's got a seatbelt on.
No, that's the best part. So he turns the video off, I think, to buckle up. For some reason, not knowing that the seatbelt would not be green screened out, the video comes back on, and he's got a seatbelt on, and he's clearly driving, looking left and right. But here's the thing. This can't get any better than this. Oh, man. All of this happened as the Ohio House is considering a bill proposing stricter rules against cell phone use while driving, a goal of cracking down on distracted driving. And the senator
you
is
gotta be kidding me.
Doing senator stuff while driving on the Zoom meeting concerning the bill about getting rid of cell phone use while driving. I mean, what a world we are in.
You got to be kidding me.
When someone does something like this.
You're fired immediately.
Is it, though? That's what my question was.
Can you fire a senator?
What you did,
I don't. We got to figure it out.
What you did was so dumb that it tells you how dumb this person is forever.
Yes.
But what they actually did is totally, like, not necessarily illegal to have a Zoom call going on in the car. So you're proving how dumb you are.
Right, but they have, I mean, clearly this bill has not yet passed or hadn't yet. I'm sure he voted against it. He's like, well, that would be terrible.
Oh. Yeah, I got to get his vote. What happened?
But you're right, Andy. Like, that's not a fireable offense.
You're not arresting somebody for getting on a Zoom call.
But it's an idiotic decision.
Oh, man. And the irony is just perfect.
The video was so fun. He's totally in there. Video goes off.
Wait,
for
where's
a second.
The seatbelt? I respect that.
Video comes back on.
Safety first.
Safety first.
You know, because I wear the seatbelt when I'm at my home office.
He does seem to have his eyes on the road, too. He's not exactly looking into the Zoom camera.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
He's not, like, just playing it off.
Why is he pretending he's in the office?
I don't know.
What he should have done is pretended like he was in a car, put a fake Corvette background in there, and then everyone's like, oh, funny.
Like,
and then
yeah.
He's like, I really am driving.
Ooh.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, Jason should have shut it down because mine is not funny like that. It's more of a, oh, brother. So, you know, like when you're at Disneyland, right? I guess I'm speaking to a smaller amount of people, but when you're on Disneyland on a ride, we got there. And it breaks down. It's like, it's neat because you have to get escorted off. The lights are on. You get to see how everything is actually working. It's cool, right? But there are rides that you don't want to break down when you are on them. Like this roller coaster called The Big One, which is the tallest and fastest roller coaster Britain here? Britain's tallest coaster.
Uh-oh.
So you know how a roller coaster starts, right?
Yeah.
It always starts with that first big hill.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
And, you know, at the anticipation, and a lot of time it's built in.
Oh, yeah.
It waits. Imagine you're waiting, and you're waiting.
And it never goes.
And you're waiting.
Oh, so you're right at the top of the
hill?
You're
waiting. You are 15 stories up.
Oh, my gosh.
And you are just waiting and waiting. And and you never go down. And eventually they have to come and get you.
Oh, how?
Because there's stairs. I mean, you have to have a way out of these things. But now you have to walk the stairs down.
Not to mention get out of this thing at that height.
15 stories up.
I am feeling uncomfortable.
You know that when you watch a video and like your undercarriage just like goes.
That's what I'm feeling.
I would have just either
that would have been it
for real blacked out or pretended to and made them and just shut my eyes and make them carry me off.
I don't know.
Getting out of a roller coaster cart at 15 stories up.
213 feet.
I don't know if I could do it.
And I thought of two scenarios there. If you're at the top, you're either in the front cars where you're hanging over and you see down and you're stuck, which is awful. Or you're in the back cars and the ground's behind you and you're staring up at the sky and you're stuck not even being able to see where you're at.
But there is video of it. At least the people who took the video were having a jolly time.
So stuck on it?
Yeah. They thought it was
hilarious.
I'd be
so afraid I'd be going and backwards or something.
Yeah, I would not be having a good
time. It's very uncomfortable.
In my mind, when you're at the very tip top, there's a 4 foot wide platform that you jump to to get rescued and to get towards the stairs. That's what I'm experiencing right now. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm feeling very nervous inside. Wow. But that's real life, and you got to be ready for those exciting roller coaster moments. I bet they don't ride it anymore. I bet most of those people are not roller coaster riders anymore.
I would not be riding coasters anymore.
No, I would be looking for – find me the smallest coaster in Britain. Yeah. Find me that one.
The teacups. Those can break down. That's
oh, they've
fine.
Got so many teacups in Britain.
You kind of hope. Yeah, they do. Very nice. All right, it's time to draft. Spitwats. Oh, man, I'm having flashbacks to high school here. For most of us, learning a second language, not the high point of my high school career.
Nope.
But now, thanks to Babbel, the number one selling language learning app, there is a fun and easy way to learn a new language. Fun, easy, that's the spitball.
I like
that's
those
That's the spitballer's
things.
Way. Whether you'll be traveling abroad or connecting in a deeper way with family, or you have some free time and you want to add to your resume, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. And their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective, which this show, you know how scientifically accurate we are.
Yeah, and like who's out there like, man, I sure wish I hadn't learned that second language.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
No.
Oh, darn, I have this cool, great
All
skill.
All the time is wasted.
All right, right now when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That is 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code BALLERS, that's BABBEL.com, code BALLERS, for an extra 3 months free Babbel language for life.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting movies that you'd make your mortal enemies sit through. So these are movies to bring pain, to torture your mortal enemy. You could fight them, but no. They have to watch a movie of your choice.
Yeah, you strap them down. You put that little eyelid machine on them. Yeah, and you say, watch this.
Yeah, and so Mike, you have the first pick.
I do, and I felt like there's definitely a couple different directions you could go.
There are.
And I have some... I feel like I have some gems on the list that will come back to me. This is like a this is an incredibly subjective draft. Mm-hmm.
It is.
But I think this one at least should be on your list. I have not seen this particular movie. The excitement for this movie was when the trailer dropped, the excitement was very sky high for this movie. Then it came out and people said, this is an abomination.
Yeah, I think I know what you're taking. It was what I was hoping to get at 102.
Exactly. I knew it should be on someone's list. I have sat through the live musical of this show.
Nope, not what I was thinking.
Okay, okay. I've sat through the live musical of it, and that's a couple hours of my life that they'll never come back.
Mm-hmm.
They will never return to me, and it's seared in there.
Oh,
this is a great pick.
I'm going with Cats, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like even the actors and actresses inside Cats that made the movie are like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry about that.
That's a great pick. I somehow, some way, that's not on my list.
Me neither.
I think this draft is going to be my most angering, disappointing draft of all time because, like, I'm trying to, you know, we're prepping, we're saying, okay, we're drafting these things, and I'm trying to think, and I'm looking at lists and yada yada. But I go through life, and there are just tons of movies I just absolutely hate, and I think this is just a pile of trash, and I can't recall them. And I think later I'm gonna come across a movie that I just hate. I'm gonna be so mad that it left off my list. But I'm gonna take one that it's a little older, but when it was supposed to come out, it was like a big budget, you know, blockbuster type of movie. And it was literally, I believe to this day, it's the worst movie that's ever been made.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a piece of it.
Okay.
Because I don't think
that's all that you're allowed to watch.
Fair. I don't think it's fair for humans to endure this whole thing. So my mortal enemy.
You've had a taste. You know what you know what you're putting them through.
I mean, whenever you get John Travolta with some dreadlocks.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm going Battlefield Earth.
I've never seen it.
Good for you, Mike.
That movie is known as one of the worst ever.
Yeah, it's horrific. And
Did you go to see it?
No. Honestly,
for 3 days it was in theaters.
It was talked about so poorly that later I was thinking, I'll watch it. I want to see if it's that bad, because there's movies that I've heard are bad that I like, and vice versa. And I couldn't. I mean, it's so bad. It's like a grade school production.
Okay.
You know, that like they wrote the script, they acted in it. Someone paid a lot of money for a team to just make a movie. It was unthinkably bad.
All right. So you're going Battlefield Earth. I've got tough decisions here. I thought about the different things that make a movie bad. One could just be subject matter. One could be how it's heralded, you know, 0% Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, like Battlefield Earth.
Right.
One can be, in my opinion, what makes a movie awful is, look, this is my mortal enemy. And I'll be honest, I put both of you guys in that spot when I was thinking about this.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's great.
But the amount of time a movie takes is actually what I think the worst punishment is. Because if a movie's bad and long, Brooks is nodding his head. That is just pain. And I felt a lot of pain when I watched this movie in theaters. And I want you to enjoy 3 hours and 4 minutes of it.
Okay.
Because you get to watch Ben Affleck in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, already, I've got those scars, my man.
You've already got those scars.
Oh, I saw that thing in the theater. Him and
Josh Hartnett.
Yes.
That movie sucks.
Oh, that movie sucks.
And it sucks for 3 hours and 4 minutes. It's atrocious. And that is my 101. I thought back of all the movies that I've seen, not seen, that are out there, that takes
funny.
The 101. I've got a hippo level pick that I'm going to save for my fourth. But this one's for Jason.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to pick this one specifically for you, my mortal enemy. And I'm going to make you watch Eight-Legged Freaks.
Oh,
that's not cool.
Which was a great movie. I thought it was funny. What's the name of the...
Arquette.
Yeah, David Arquette.
True story. That movie was filmed here.
In Arizona?
And my middle son's godmother is in that movie.
Well, there you go.
That's not what I expected. But look, it's a movie built around spiders.
Yes.
That are enormous.
They are.
And they run through the mall, and they run all over the place. So
I think I would be less afraid of that. Like my
Because they're full size?
Because they're like these giant monsters.
Aren't all
spiders that big? I've been in a mall and seen a...
No, I'm saying if they're full grown, they're full size.
Right. I messed that up.
But like, had you taken arachnophobia? You know what I mean? Like, I'm probably more afraid of that movie,
really?
Watching real spiders rather than watching big CG.
How are you with a nail gun?
With a nail gun?
Doesn't he shoot the spider with a nail gun at the end?
You think I've watched these movies,
Mike? You've never seen Arachnophobia?
Of course I have not seen Arachnophobia.
Because he has arachnophobia.
Exactly.
So I chose that one just for Jason.
All right. I'm looking here and I'm thinking, okay. All right. I'm going to put... I want to put you through something scarring. Now, there's different ways to scar.
Okay.
Okay, there's horrific, violent, awful things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the emotional scars.
Oh.
There's the emotional scars of this is going to ruin something for you.
Yeah.
This is going to take something you love and it's going to destroy it. And I'm going to make you walk. I'm going to make you sit down. And I'm going to put on Indiana Jones.
Oh, no.
Which you think you love. Oh, it's not The Last Crusade.
I've tried to convince myself
that
it's
good.
That
it doesn't exist.
I've tried to convince myself it's good.
But The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the unknown fourth movie,
so
abomination
bad.
With cowboys and aliens and whatever is happening in that awful movie.
I think you just won.
You're going to have to watch that film again.
That movie
is
so
pick.
Bad. Wow, nice pick.
Yeah.
Scarred.
I've tried. I've watched it several times, and each time I'm like, okay, it can't be as bad, can't be as bad as I remember, right? Yeah,
it
you
is.
Know they're making another one.
I saw that when I looked.
He can't be in it, though, right?
Yeah, he's in it.
How do you have Indiana Jones without Indiana Jones? That's pretty hard. You know they're making a new Harry Potter? There's no Harry Potter in it.
Well, I mean, you've never seen them make a movie where they recast the main character before?
No.
Yeah, if they do a remake of a movie that happened a long time
ago, but
you think Christopher Lloyd's rocking the next Back to the Future?
Well, sure, if you
Doc Brown deep in the ground. Come on, man.
Oh, that's the name of the movie. Oh. Doc Brown in the ground.
We've got to go back.
please go back.
Take me back.
Oh, man. They can't make one because they'll be like, they won't believe that time machines exist here, or he would never look like this. But yeah, I mean, that's a full reboot. They're making another sequel.
Yes.
Which is slated for 2022.
They better get that thing made soon.
Who was the actor that played the large role in Kingdom of the Crystal
Skull? Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, he was his son in that, right? Or no?
Yes.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, he was. And it looked like they were setting him up to be Indiana Jones.
But then the
world kind of turned on old Shia.
Yeah, and the movie. The movie didn't a sequel.
Yeah, the movie was bad.
All right, Mike, you got a couple picks.
All right. We've found different ways to harm people. And I will admit, I did sit down and I have watched this movie. Morbid curiosity gets the best of us every once in a while. And there's a movie where unthinkable things are happening.
Oh, no.
Jason is cackling.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. These are the movies. My mortal enemy is not a child, which is good because you have to be an adult to see this movie. I will go with Human Centipede.
You know, I saw a lot of lists, but from my understanding, and I've never seen it, but my
understanding, I've endured it.
The third version of that movie
I have not seen it. I saw number one. There's a third one?
Apparently.
Wait. There's a second one.
Human Millipede.
Yes, the Human Millipede. Oh, man, that's a long movie.
Well, yeah, if you don't know what it's about,
don't.
We're not talking about it on this show.
No. I can't believe you picked it.
Like, it had to be done.
All right, you have another pick to get to quickly.
All right. And I'm going to go with, this is more of an emotional scarring one that I'm going to go with here. I'm pretty sure this will not be on your list. And What's tough about this movie, it's actually an excellent movie.
Uh-oh.
It's excellent, but you watch it one time because no one watches this movie and gets to the ending is like, man, I'm feeling great about this.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah, Black and White. It's a black and white movie?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not. I'm going with Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, okay.
Never seen it.
Okay. You should watch it because it's an excellent movie.
I genuinely thought you were going, like when this whole draft topic came up, I wondered if I could pick the same movie four times. Because I was like, would I make somebody watch Schindler's List four consecutive times in a row?
Oh, excellent movie.
But that's what I thought you were saying. That's what you were describing.
But Requiem for a Dream is, I mean, like it's all about people battling addiction.
That's a one-timer.
And you get to the
or
end.
Or a no-timer.
No, you should watch it, but you should clear the schedule afterwards.
Okay.
Because it's rough. Right.
Mike is done. Jason, you are on the clock.
All right. I think I know what my last two picks are going to be, and they're not going to be poll winners. There are.
You've already won with those first two.
Well, I'm going to do my best to destroy whatever I've built up.
Oh, he wants to put movies on blast.
You're darn right I do.
I can tell. He wants to
you're
put some
darn
movies.
Darn right I want to put movies on blast. Mike, you are not my mortal enemy because you are one of the idiots who like this awful,
one of the greatest movies of all time.
Terrible movies of all time. Blade Runner. It sucks.
Oh,
and I'm
drafting
it, and I'm making you watch it.
Mike wants to be your mortal enemy now.
Yeah, this is fabulous.
Yeah, Blade Runner.
This is great news.
I'm putting it on blast.
A top 100 AFI movie of all time?
Oh.
And I get to sit down and
watch
it?
Just you wait for me to grab the number one of all time with my next pick, Mike.
It better be the one that I'm thinking of.
Of course it is.
That movie sucks.
My final two picks. You're watching Ben Affleck. Jason's watching Eight-Legged Freaks. I've got two left. Man. All right. I feel like...
Ooh, he's torn.
Well, yeah, I am. And I'm going to go with Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. It's working!
Oh, man.
Me so happy!
I mean, Jar Jar Binks and some of the acting in that movie...
Oh.
Some of the music like redeems it, and some of the action scenes are okay, but that movie's not good. And the anticipation, and then people having to convince themselves it was good for a really long time because of they were looking forward to it. I'm going to make you watch the worst Star Wars movie that exists.
That is an excellent pick.
Yeah.
And that is one of my most quoted movies of all time. Not in a good way.
All right. And this last one, look, there are a lot of ways to, like we said, you know, make you kind of uncomfortable, not want to watch this movie. And I'm going for that uncomfortable feeling. That's what I'm shooting for with my final pick here.
Okay.
So I'm going with Ghost Dad starring Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a hippopotamus. Oh.
Should you laugh? Should you not laugh?
Oh,
good luck.
Good luck watching that.
Good luck,
that.
Ghost Dad.
Oh, oh no. Mercy. Mercy.
No.
And right. I'm done.
Okay.
It's over.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. Whoa.
Oh, man.
I saw that in the theater with my family.
Yeah.
You watching it anytime recently?
That was a long time ago.
Wow.
Oh, all right. No.
Okie dokie. Following that up. I already said what I was going to pick.
Yeah.
Because.
Get it.
This is a
get it.
Terrible movie. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's the number one best rated movie of all time.
Wait.
But it's not actually an entertaining good movie.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's the number one. It's Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you sit down and actually watch it today. Today in like the modern era as a and you
I've
watch
never
a,
seen that movie.
Oh well, if you're my mortal enemy, enjoy
which I
it.
Am.
Yeah,
apparently.
I'm gonna put you down and make you watch that movie, and you're gonna be like, okay, wait, this is
yeah,
the greatest
Rosebud.
Movie.
Okay, whatever.
Rosebud. It's like. What happened was this was the first movie ever where there was like a surprise, and then people, I didn't know I could be surprised in a movie. Incredible. And now it's like you watch every movie has like so much more depth and thoughts and better characters and acting and scripts and surprises and everything that you watch this movie and it's like wish it tasted like vanilla. This isn't vanilla. This is plain. You thought you were getting vanilla yogurt. You're getting plain yogurt, and you didn't realize that plain was a thing.
1941 was a plain year, they say.
Yeah.
When a reporter is assigned to decipher newspaper magnate Charles Foster Kane's dying words, his investigation gradually reveals the fascinating portrait of a complex man who rose from obscurity to staggering heights.
Mm. And he really liked his sled.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Mike, you got a final pick.
All right. You set me up perfectly, Jason.
Oh, good.
Speaking
of... Going for a classic?
No. I'm going for a movie that's got a twist. And, the beginning of the movie, you're like, okay. There's some really weird stuff going on. And I get it. Telling a story that you set everything up with weird, it's mysterious, and then you have a twist at the end that really shocks and makes sense.
Water kills like, the aliens.
Right. You're not far off. You are not far off because...
Are you picking?
You know what's killing the people? The trees! The grass is making us jump off of buildings.
The happening.
I'm taking the happening. Not only do you get to watch Marky Mark just be really confused for 2 hours, you get to invest all that time only to find out it was the trees.
That movie was awful. M. Night Truther back then, who loved a lot of his earlier movies,
mm-hmm.
going and watching that movie and sitting there and just being let down slowly with this horrible, horrible movie.
Well, the thing is it's really boring, but you know it's going to get the payoff.
Yeah.
You know
the twist
I can't
is
wait
coming.
To find... Wait, what? Water kills the aliens? I mean, king of the twists here.
He ran out, but
he put some good ones up front. He had some good ideas to start.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, and Unbreakable's great, too.
Unbreakable's great.
I
like The Village, too.
That was the last pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I found that my list was mostly full of bad children's movies that I drafted.
Those could have been bad, the third Shrek.
I've got Daddy Day Camp. I've got Air Bud. I've got the Emoji Movie. And the personal worst, this is literally the worst movie. Like, every single movie we drafted, this is worse than all of them, including Battlefield Earth. But I didn't think enough people knew it. I saw this in the theater. This was my children making me their mortal enemy. It was Nine Lives with Kevin Spacey. It was the worst piece of trash I've ever seen in my life.
That one doubles down now.
Yeah, it does. Here's some other ones that I did not pick that were on the list. Batman versus Superman.
That's not on my list.
Awful. Geely with Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Which I never saw, but I want my enemy to see it.
And then, like,
let me know how it is.
And I had...
almost ruined Affleck's career.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things have done that. I thought it'd be funny to make somebody watch something that's kind of like a horrible sequel, but like without ever seeing the first. So I figured maybe you guys hadn't seen Sex and the City, so I'd make you watch the second one. I thought that'd be
good. There's a second one?
Apparently. And then From Justin to Kelly, the Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini American Idol movie.
That is an excellent pick. Yeah. The two I had left were Glitter, starring Mariah Carey.
Oh, goodness.
Which I've heard good things. And you guys remember when Shaq used to make movies?
Oh, yeah.
Kazam.
Shazam was the superhero one.
Yeah.
But Kazam was Shaq.
He's the genie.
I am Kazam. Yeah, he's the genie.
Wow. That's bad stuff.
All right. That'll do it for today's draft. One more little bit of information.
What did we learn today?
We always have to reflect. Part of life is reflecting on an hour of education, of inspiration, of insight, and then reflecting and saying, hey, what did I learn?
Yeah.
What did you retain? What, did you get the 80% slower retention levels?
The retention levels are about the same. But what I learned today, sitting and really thinking about our day-to-day, and, you know, I do got to get out of here pretty soon. Well, I've got a massage. You've got a tea time.
I learned
that the producers, they don't deserve any money. They don't deserve, and actually no one deserves anything.
That's right.
Including the producers.
I've learned we have a new code word on this show, and it's I have a hippopotamus pick.
That's good.
It was, right?
That was a hippo going.
That was a hippo coming down off of a building.
It was.
I learned that officially Jason hates Blade Runner more than I do. That'll do it.
Oh, it's so excellent.
Oh, my goodness. So I should have gone arachnophobia, huh?
I think so.
Not full-size spiders.
Real ones.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.
What a gas that episode was.
My face hurts from smiling.
So good. Do you remember when this episode started and we were talking about like joining the Spit Wads
at
jointhespit.com
60 minutes ago, something like that.
And I remember when I was listening, I was like, oh, I got to remember to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to remember to go to jointhespet.com. I want to support the show. I want to get the episodes early. This is really for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go right now to jointhespet.com, and who knows? Maybe I'll see you there.